Hey guys, Diego Virawal here. Welcome to the Radioactive Podcast. Radioactive Youth Media started when local Seattle teens came down to the station and wanted to make radio stories of their own. Now, almost 13 summers later, I've been through the program myself with 7 other teens, and we made stories too. Right now, I'm here to share another one of those stories with you. This week, we have Aaliyah Masaliar sharing a story about what it means to cook traditional South Indian dishes with her mom and learning independence along the way. I know Aaliyah does like a million extracurriculars and is also a full-time student, so I wonder how she's been balancing all that. Let's call and see how she's been. Hey.
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
I'm good. Actually, I'm pretty much like wheezing due to all of my college apps and school, and it's the end of the quarter, so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say allergies, because my allergies have been terrible. There's just pollen covering everything.
It's like edging near winter, though, is it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. My car just has like yellow powder all over it.
Oh, that's spooky.
So, what have you been up to lately?
For me, it's just like school is everything, and it's like senior year is supposed to be like less stressful than junior year, right? In terms of like workload, don't they say that?
Oh yeah, totally. No, they say that all the time, and it's a lie.
Yeah, because they say like you're gonna take a bunch of like AP classes, but like senior year has like a different level of stress. It's like, what do I want to do with my life? I have to complete all these college applications. I have to find all this paperwork and still like come to school every single day and do homework. Ugh.
And you have to decide what you want to go to college for, where you want to go to a college, and like what you're writing for your essays and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's like a bunch of just rolling on the floor and pacing back and forth.
So do you have anything fun coming up for Thanksgiving break and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. All my friends are coming back from college. And I was super sad for a while because I feel like also no one addresses as a senior. You don't know anyone anymore. So it's a lonely time. But my friends are coming back. And I'm ready to hear all their horror stories about like cafeteria food and how like they have overcooked pizza.
Oh my god, I've heard cafeteria food is terrible, and I'm totally gonna miss all of the food that my mom cooks, even though she probably thinks I take her for granted now. Of course, Thanksgiving is coming up, and all of those college students are ready to eat some of their favorite traditional meals. But instead of just picking up Tupperware full of South Indian food, Aaliyah's mom wants to teach her how to truly be independent and cook on her own. But Aaliyah being in the kitchen has historically been a recipe for disaster. Let's listen.
Yes.
I'm the worst cook. I'm actually worse than the worst. I'm the type of kid who burnt their cereal because I thought it'd be better to microwave Cocoa Puffs to get a more melty chocolate flavor. But next year, I'll be off to college. I'll be legally known as that weird thing, an adult, where I'll have to be cooking for myself. But my lunches still largely consist of poorly put together grilled cheese sandwiches. This inability to cook is not a family tradition. It's just me. My mom, or Umma in our native language, Malayalam, is a complete pro. For me, learning is tough. I can derive equations and I can write thesis statements, but I can barely turn on a rice cooker.
Wait, why is there different settings for brown rice versus white rice?
Because brown rice takes longer.
Why?
I grew up with those typical South Indian staples. Puttu with banana, portachi, and even a full sadhya meal. Sadhya is the go-to dish for Indian weddings and festivals. It's served on a big banana leaf instead of a plate and has dozens of small curries. It's also the dish my mom wanted to teach me. Sadhya is eaten for Onam, a festival that originated in Kerala. That's the state where my family is from in India.
It's traditionally a Hindu festival, but everybody celebrates it. It's after the rice harvest, and usually it's in September. And
that's what my mom is teaching me right now.
Look, you're messing up.
How am I doing? What?
Messing up all over the place.
Even though Alma always has this stern face on, she seemingly glides from one task to another in the kitchen. She likes to sing the song from a particular Bollywood movie, 1942, A Love Story. I watch her whenever she's cooking. I was able to appreciate my Alma more for her ability to distinguish spices just from opening the bottle and smelling them.
I'm going to take some water from you.
What are you taking water from?
From the avial, the vegetables I cooked on. I feel like there's too much water, so I don't want to add more water.
It's the time when I need to start thinking about my life outside of our family home. Adulthood, to me, is independence. How my mom was presented adulthood was entirely different. My mom's parents weren't too wild for her to pursue a job.
As long as I had no complaints and I passed every grade, my parents were okay. They didn't really want me to excel or anything. There was nothing like that.
A lot of the time, she would push her ambition of being a doctor or engineer onto me. When she did get married, Alma was stuck. The only thing she really had were her fancy sari she would wear out and her ability to cook a few traditional dishes. I'm around the age my mom had to learn to cook, but she didn't perfect those dishes for herself. She had to perfect them for a man. My mom entered an arranged marriage at a pretty young age, 21.
Basically, in an arranged marriage, your family helps you find it. There was no Tinder, or there was no, what is it called, Match.com, or whatever. Yeah.
Alma is teaching me to cook at 17 to show me that I don't need to stir the pot for anyone other than myself. A school can't teach me the flavors of my family dishes. Only Alma could do that.
Now, we do put a little jaggery in here.
What is that?
It's like brown sugar. It's like a sugar.
Alma learned from her mom too, my grandmother or Umama in Malayalam.
Umama will make the cutlet, and then I have to do the egg wash. Everybody's hands don't get dirty, and we can like a
assembly line.
Assembly line, yeah. Because we used to make like 100, 200, 300 cutlets and keep.
A year after I was born, my family decided it'd be best for my sister and I if we immigrated to America. Alma wanted her daughters to be everything she couldn't.
It's the choices. You wouldn't have had a choice to become anything. You wouldn't have had the choice to do what you want. You wouldn't have had a choice for a lot of stuff. Choices in life, you get better here.
She wanted us to study hard and not to prioritize marriage. But America is a country full of supermarkets with Wonder Bread and tomato soups. Alma didn't want us to lose touch with our heritage. For breakfast, no Fruit Loops for me. It was going to be dosa, chamundi, and sambar. But even if she could make these dishes, Alma felt like nothing tasted the same in America.
Everything tasted different, like the chilies, the tomatoes, everything tastes different here.
But after years of learning to use what she had, she managed. Good South Indian food from Kerala is hard to get. There are a few South Indian restaurants, but the Indian restaurant scene here is dominated by people from the north. North India and South India have distinctly different cultures. So if I want to eat a good sadhya meal, I need to learn to make it by myself.
This is what?
My mom is showing me the beauty in holding the knife on my own.
Oh my god.
Even with her by my side, I was lagging.
This lime thing fell. I don't know where to put it. Okay, wait, I got it.
So we're going to cut vegetables for
avial,
which is like a dry, like all the root vegetables. What we do is we cook it down and then we put coconut.
But in the end, the girl who burnt her cocoa puffs made a pretty okay sadhya meal. I laid the dish out for my dad to try. I even looked to my mom for her final approval.
I love black eyed peas.
I'm not a bean person.
I'm getting a little watery.
Is it black eyed beans or peas?
Peas.
It's a peat. Black eyed peas, you know the music group. What happened to this guy, the black eyed peas guy?
Alma learned to cook because that's the skill an ideal Indian bride would have, a prerequisite. But she wants me to be as independent as possible. I'm her restart. Now what my mom really has are her nice saris, her ability to cook a few traditional dishes, and the hopes for her daughters. From Radioactive, this is Aliyah Musaliar.
I just want to say your mixing in that was so good. I love the part where your mom sings and the song is playing at the same time so much.
Oh,
and it like really gets me in the feels. Like I honestly am like almost tearing up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I feel like every generation of like Indian Americans and then also just like people in India have like their go-to like Bollywood song, but like 1942 Love Story, all of the songs go across generations.
Well, I'm glad because we wouldn't have had that without it. So do you mind answering a couple questions I have about your story?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you cooked anything else since making the podcast?
Yes, but not like I'm not cooking every single day or anything like that, but there's like I've been like interested more in like vegetarian dishes because like I'm gonna try and become a vegetarian when I'm in college. I'm working towards it, but in this case, like my mom taught me how to make like paneer, which is like this like it's almost like Indian tofu. It's like a cheese.
Okay, I really love paneer.
You love paneer?
Like, it's my favorite. I don't know what it is, the texture or just something about it. It's so good.
It's so good. In McDonald's in India, because, like, the majority of the country is vegetarian, they have, like, paneer burgers. It's wild.
Okay, that sounds like too much, but I'd be down. I'd be down to try it.
I feel like it'd be good.
What do you believe you learned from this experience making a story that's more than just a recipe?
Oh, huh. That's deep. Yeah, I feel like just the recipe itself, I feel like carries a lot of meaning, though, because it's not like I'm going to like allrecipes.com or just Googling something. Like, to have these traditional dishes like sadia, which has like individual curries and like chutneys, is to have like passed down generational stories of like my mom's mom and her mom's mom like cooking these dishes. But I feel like I'm learning more independence because for a long time I didn't like imagine that I'd ever like go to college. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Like, that college was something, like, really far away that only, like, adults do and, like, adults go to. And so, like, I feel like I never thought to, like, pick up any of the skills that I'll probably need when I leave the house.
Yeah, like, you're gonna need to be able to feed yourself and live and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like, sure, you can go to, like, a cafeteria in campus and, like, pick up like the generic food, but I feel like having your own homemade food like keeps you like tied to your own culture when you're and tied back to home when you're abroad.
Of course. So how did your mom and the rest of your family feel about the story?
My mom like felt like was really embarrassed at first, I think, especially because of like the singing part, because my mom, okay, she'll like tell you that she's like, oh, I'm embarrassed, I don't want to sing or something like that. But when she's like, you're not paying attention, or like you'll hear her in the shower, she's like singing very loudly and often very off tune to like all the Bollywood hits. I think my parents are like really happy in a way that like we have this like archived moment of us like cooking this dish, and that I'll be able to always like play the story back and like see this was like my first time making a traditional Indian dish, and so it's just unique to the audio we got.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can imagine like looking back on that in a few years or maybe with your kids someday.
Yeah, and also I feel like to my mom, like this, I feel like the story means a lot because I feel like there's a lot of symbolism that like goes into like what cooking means for like not only like women but like for like South Asian women. For her, like the pressure was put on her to cook for like I say like for men and for like someone else. But the reason she wants me to cook is to have these dishes for myself and to really become independent so I don't ever have to rely on her or a man.
That's great. So she's like teaching you something through a way, it's like a way you guys can both communicate. So do you have anyone you'd like to thank for helping you make this feature story?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank my mom first because she had to take a lot of time to teach because sudi is a very extensive dish. And so she had to take a lot of time to show me how to, one, cut vegetables and turn on rice cookers and not burn myself and fall on the ground and cry. But I also like to thank my editor, Carol, for also helping me structure my really confusing story. It was really hard to put all my ideas into like 7 minutes, but she helped me do that. And to my mentor, Anne, for helping me emotionally through this journey.
Anne was the best. Like
Anne is so calm.
She was so awesome. I miss her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time chatting.
Of course. So I'll talk to you soon?
Yeah, talk to you soon.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Hey friends, sadly, we've come to the end of another podcast. What dish are you most excited to have for Thanksgiving? Let us know what's cooking over on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media or on Instagram and Twitter at KOW Radioactive. And either way, please review this podcast on iTunes. And if you really liked it, give it 5 stars. And if you enjoyed this one, write the date for the 30th of November in your planner. Or check out the moon, because it'll be a waxing gibbous the night of. If you don't know what that looks like, just think of like a mostly full moon wearing like a sideways hat. Yeah, I think that's right. Because next time, we're going to hear a story about a family being lost and found. A story about someone whose family was broken apart by war, and in the search for what they lost, they found something unexpected. I'm really excited to share this story with you, but you're gonna have to wait an extra week for it because we're taking the next one off for Thanksgiving. I want to give a quick thanks to Aaliyah Masaliar for her helping put this all together and her amazing story, our editor Mary Heisey, and of course the rest of the Radioactive crew. Diego Virowal here, and I'll see you all next time.